Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are in St. Kitts. Literally, we're almost at the top of St. Kitts. I kid you not. We are in a fort. I'm thinking we may need to set up a Scuba Radio studio in this location. I'm with Mermaid Tony. Tony, what do you think of this view we have here at the office today?
I don't know. I think it's one of the best ones we've ever seen.
It's not a bad view. We're at Fort, it's Brimstone, right? Brimstone, is that right?
That's correct.
And this obviously was a fort that was built in St. Kitts many, many years ago. The British took it over. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is with me as well. Dan, have you ever seen anything like this, or is this like kind of old hat for you?
No, really. I've seen a couple of forts in various locations, but I've never seen one this well-built and this well-maintained and restored. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it is huge as well. And we're not at the very top of St. Kitts, but we can't be that far looking around, I'm guessing, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have the mountain over here on the one side with the rainforest on top, and then we have another level here of this fort, and it's absolutely unbelievable.
And all the cannons are pointed directly at us. What's that all about?
Yes, they are. Hopefully they're not loaded.
They knew we were coming, evidently. But yeah, this is an impressive sight. We'll have to get some pictures up at Scuba Radio. Soon. Now, what we're doing, obviously, is hanging out here on the island of St. Kitts and Nevis. By the way, before we get ready to board our liveaboard vessel, the Caribbean Explorer 2 with Explorer Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is with us. Dan, are you excited about this itinerary? Last time we had you in the Turks and Caicos and we had a ball, I think this you're in for a treat because I've done this itinerary before. And are you looking forward to it as much as I am?
Oh, absolutely. This is the first time I've ever been here. I mean, it's an absolutely magnificent place and we haven't even gotten underwater yet.
This is true. I mean, what we're going to do is do a show from St. Kitts over the course of a couple days before we board, and that's what you're going to be listening to over the next couple hours. And we're going to give you some ideas of possibly what you could do on this itinerary. Come over to St. Kitts and Nevis a couple days before you board the Explorer Venture boat, or if you want to just come to St. Kitts and spend a week or two, it's really up to you. There's obviously plenty of stuff to do. We've literally just begun our island tour. We had a nice lunch at some what was the name of that plantation? Anyone get that?
Rawlings Plantation.
Yeah, Rawlings Plantation. Really nice place. Obviously, it's been around a few years. I don't know, 20, 30 at least, I'm guessing. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I think something like that. It was built in the 1600s.
Yes, okay. My math is off slightly.
Yeah, I think the cats are older than that.
Yeah, good point, good point. But it's an impressive place in itself. When we went there, we had some nice lunch, and then we've been cruising around the edge of the island. There's a perimeter road that literally goes all around St. Kitts. And I guess, what, we're about a third, maybe a quarter into this trek, maybe. And we can't be that far around, can we?
No, I think actually we've turned the corner, so we may be close to halfway.
Half, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not a huge, huge island, but obviously there's plenty of stuff to see. There's a rainforest here on the island. This fort that we're at, Fort Brimstone, right? Am I saying that right?
Brimstone Hill.
Brimstone Hill, yeah. This is a National Heritage site as well. You can see why just coming up here for the view is quite spectacular in its own right. And, you know, quite an impressive way to spend your surface interval. What are you seeing over there? A little critter? What is that?
Yeah, it's a lizard. Green lizard. Yeah.
Green iguana-looking thing. Yeah, who knows? That might be dinner.
It's bright green, whatever it is.
Yes, it's just you never know what you're going to see here. They have monkeys, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're here at the fort, but they did. We just saw a video here in the little museum they have.
There. on the top.
They're probably the ones pointing those cannons our way.
They could be. They could be loading the cannons.
They have
right
no soldiers here anymore, just monkeys, some kind of monkeys that hang around. But, yeah, I've been to St. Kitts before, and I have seen the monkeys. They are an impressive group of critters here. What are you looking at me like that, Tony?
I want to see the monkeys.
Oh, we'll make sure you get to see a monkey one way or another.
They may
I'm sure. They're all over. They're hiding. Yeah. They know where we are before we know where they are. They're kind of like little mystery monkeys. I don't know.
Well,
they hide out.
That this could not be a good place for a surface interval because we'd be going to altitude after a dive.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Well, I don't know. How high up do you think we are right now? I mean, it's hard to say. Yeah, altitude-wise.
I think probably maybe 1,000 feet.
You think? Yeah, that high? I'm looking down at the water. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. What's that? What are you thinking, Betty? Betty's here, which is Dan's better half, and runs Divers Alert Network as well, right?
I try.
Yes.
I try to keep him online.
Well, what are you giving to? What's the two? Is that piece
we're
or
about
what?
Halfway up, so I think we're about 1,500 feet.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. All right. Fair enough. But that, obviously, that's high enough to at least take into account if you've been diving. You don't want to run right up here immediately. No. But you could do what we're doing.
Yeah, you could.
Spend a couple days on the island before you board a live-aboard trip and see the sights and that kind of thing. So
they were talking about actually at lunch because Kevin, the owner of Rawlings Plantation, was saying that people will do a one-week live-aboard trip and then 1 week at his facility.
Yeah, which is an old sugar plantation, by the way, an impressive sight in itself. And you got all these, the sugar mills and that kind of thing. We're going to chew on some wood. Our
That's
driver,
yes.
Where is Maynard? Let's see. Hey, Maynard! Let's get him over here. This is our driver. Now, he has been nice enough to be our tour guide for the festivities that we have going here at the moment. We got a rainforest tour ahead of us, obviously more food. I already made a pit stop at the local casino at the Marriott. You'll hear more about that later on, but it was very successful from my perspective. We'll get into that once again a little bit later. But Maynard, tell me about St. Kitts. You've been here all your life?
All my life.
All your life, and you don't plan on leaving anytime soon, I'm guessing, do you? You like this place, don't you?
Yes, well, now and then I go away for a vacation.
Yeah, I can understand that. Now, did you come here to Brimstone Hill? Is this one of the spots where you always bring the visitors if they're looking for a little island tour, so to speak?
Yes, this is my favorite spot. This is like for relaxation.
It is, and the view. You soak it in. You literally could just hang out here and just become one with nature on a clear day. It's a little foggy in the distance, but it's very beautiful today. But on a clear day, you can see the other islands of Saba and St. Martin and stuff, right?
Yes. On a clear day, you can see about five different islands. St. Eustatius, Sinbad, Saba, St. Martin, and Anguilla.
Nice. And as far as what about these monkeys? Where are the monkeys? Are they hiding? Are they up there? At the cannons, like getting ready to point them our way and take us out and take over, like that movie Planet of the Apes.
Well, to be honest, the best time to catch the monkeys, I would say, if you come here midday.
Midday
would be.
So you come here for lunch.
Yeah, just at midday, you come there for like, when you're driving up, you see troops of monkeys.
Troops. They travel in troops.
Troops of monkeys.
Okay. And are they like friendly monkeys where the people are hanging out and they say, hey, give me a banana kind of thing or what?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. If you ain't trouble them, they ain't gonna trouble you.
I gotcha. Okay. So they're just friendly, hanging out. They're enjoying the scenery just like all the tourists, right?
Yes.
Now, what about this tour that we're doing today? We stopped off at the plantation. We had lunch. We had a nice little meeting there with Kevin and hung out and saw a little bit of that property. We're here at the fort, which is spectacular views. And I know we're heading around the perimeter road. We're about halfway around the island from where we started. Is that what we're thinking? Or what do you know for sure?
No, we're 40 miles from Bastia.
So that's about how far around the perimeter road of the island? What, a quarter, a third, or what do you think?
About three quarters we're around.
Really? St. Kitts is not that far around. So we're from here, we're going where? What are we doing next?
Here, we're heading back to the hotel.
And then tomorrow morning, we have a rainforest tour, which is obviously, if you look to the interior of the island, I'm guessing it's up there where those clouds is. Is that fair enough or no? Or is that just a mountain?
Yes, all this is part of the interior of the rainforest, but the rainforest is further down.
Ah, okay, got it. So we're going to go there and walk around there tomorrow and see what we can see, all kinds of critters and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you see lots of hummingbirds. You definitely see monkeys and lots of different butterflies.
Nice. Do you have a lot of divers that come on this island tour before they head out and do some diving off the coast of St. Kitts, or do you know?
Yes, I have job divers who go diving first, and then do a tour after diving.
Yep. What do you think about that? Hey, do you do any diving yourself? You snorkel off the coast of St. Kitts, or use like the waters for fish?
The most I do is snorkel. I never done diving.
But you like the snorkeling here, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Plenty to see. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later on, especially next week when we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard. But we got more island tour ahead for you. Come on along for the ride. It's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving today from St. Kitts.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com. We are about to get down here in St. Kitts. We haven't went underwater yet because we're enjoying some of the topside attractions here in St. Kitts. We're also getting ready to go over to Nevis in just a bit, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later on in the big show today. With me, Mermaid Tony. Also, I have Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. We're here in the lobby of the Marriott here in St. Kitts, and I'm with Flora. Flora, you're the general manager, right? How'd you get this dream job?
You know, it is a dream job. But growing up in the Caribbean, the islands and the Caribbean itself is and has been my venue. And, you know, when this was an opportunity, I threw my name in the hat and I was the lucky fish.
Yeah, you won the lotto when it came to general managing fine properties like this. Which, by the way, the Marriott here in St. Kitts, I was here a couple of years ago and I had lunch with the Minister of Tourism, Ricky Skerritt, and I said, look, I'd love to come back here and do a broadcast. He said, we'd love to have you. I said, but here's my only request. If I come back, can I stay here where we're having lunch? And here we are, and we thank you for that, for hosting our crew. It is an amazing property just to walk around this place. You have how many pools here facing the ocean? And by the way, what is that, the Caribbean Sea or the Atlantic? I don't even know.
No, we are on the Atlantic side of the island, which is actually the best spot because of the prevailing winds coming towards us over a cool ocean, and it gives you a cooling effect here on the property. And as you can see, it's an open lobby, so the wind consistently flows through, and it's a really great feel. We have three pools. We're great buddies with the whole diving world. We do a bubbles program for kids, for example. Every Saturday, kids can sign up, you know, from 8 till 12, and they get introduced to diving and the snorkel. And then we have a daily resort course that is a free hour of just getting acquainted with the aqualungs and being on the water with a mask on. And so we really like that underwater world, and this is a great resort to start that off with.
Yeah, and the theme of the pools, by the way, is decked out amazingly with all the palm trees, very tropical looking, beautiful resort. And when he says three pools, you could probably fit three regular sized pools in your big pool or something. I mean, they're massive. More kind of like, they're like golf course type pools. They're shaped like golf. I don't know how to describe it, but it's cool. It's an atmosphere type of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the main pool specifically, I mean, on one end it kisses with the pool bar, which is a very popular feature, and then another side is very shallow, so literally babies with the swim-ups on can still enjoy that with a little fountain play. There's a jacuzzi in the middle of it, and there's this free flow and free swim area, which gives every other family the pleasure of enjoying a pool. And touching golf, you know, a lot of divers are also great golf avids or fanatics. We have a great 18-hole golf course wrapping around, and literally from the Atlantic side and towards the Caribbean side, you can literally lose a ball in both oceans.
Nice.
I'm proof.
I bet I can do that too. I bet I'm right with you. I actually saw the course, and I didn't see any buildings, any glass windows nearby, and I thought that was a plus. Maybe a course I could actually even play. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. I mean, beginning golfers are always counting how many balls are lost, and that's their score. It's not about the amount of, you know, strokes they take. It's, oh, I only lost four instead of seven, so I'm getting better. But some of the areas in the course have houses. They are protected by nets. That's specifically because when I started, it became dangerous.
Right, yeah. I actually count my success on how many windows I take out. But that's why I'm a diver and not a golfer. But I digress. But the property here, you got the pools. Obviously, the beach is amazing. You have your own little gazebo type of lawn chair things out there, or lounge chairs. It's just an amazing atmosphere you have here at the Marriott, especially for divers. Now, Tony knows me well enough to know this is my kind of hotel, right, Tone?
It's definitely your kind of hotel.
Yeah, I don't mind. You know, there's this idea that divers, you know, like to go for the diver hotel. I'm like, why? Why not enjoy the best of both worlds and have a little bit of a nice atmosphere and luxury? Or if you have a non-diving spouse, this is the kind of place that they would go nuts over, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've dived. I'm not a certified diver, but you know, growing up in the Caribbean, you know, we were young and we had an extra set of lungs on the back that we would go down and into the ocean, and the serenity and the peace that you find down there, you also find here on property. It is largely laid out, very free spaced, so we could be 100% or we can be 10% filled. There's always a spot that you can just find your niche and just relax or find some more excitement. You know, we have a casino on site. The beach, as you mentioned, is privately accessed, so it's very calm. There's always shade spots. We're currently actually expanding our beach bar. Actually, we're building a whole beach bar with a beach deck, so that at night you can also enjoy that calm Atlantic Ocean sound and feel here on property.
Yeah, and I gotta say, out of all the casinos I've been to, I like yours the best.
You probably
at least
won.
Today.
You probably won.
Ask me that tomorrow. I may not feel the same, but today, it's a very, that is an amazing casino. Don't you agree, Tony?
I do not agree with you.
Oh, yeah, she just doesn't like it when I win, and she doesn't. But that's how it goes, right?
It
is. Good days, you have bad days.
You have good and bad days. You go in with $20, that's my strategy, and you get a free drink. Hey, you know, that alone pays off. So
that's right. Exactly. That's how you got to look at it. It's just fun, and they do. They offer up free drinks when you're doing a little gambling in there. So that's right here. You have several. You got a couple nice restaurants, several bars, the beach bar, and a little, some shops, a little mini mall here on property. It really, you have everything here on site, and it really is an amazing place here in St. Kitts. So you've been here how long?
I've been here now for over 3 years, and again, you know, people think, people ask me what's St. Kitts like. So, well, when you think about the Caribbean, sitting somewhere up north in the States, and you say, what is the Caribbean about? You think swaying palm trees, nice weather, pleasant people, and no rush. Welcome to St. Kitts.
Check, 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 check here at the Marriott in St. Kitts. And what's the website for this property? Is there a specific website for the St. Kitts Marriott?
Yeah, typically what I recommend is people to go to Marriott.com, and then you can literally put in the country St. Kitts, and there's two hotels that will pop up, which is our Marriott hotel, and then we have also on-site a Marriott Vacation Club, which is the beach club, but they will both be separated, but that's the best and easy way. You see all the specials, you get the best rate guarantee online from Marriott.com. So that's really the area to find all the information you would need.
Yeah, and they have Discover Scuba courses in the pool. You can do that, so you can get a little taste of diving, enjoy that. You can do what we're doing, is staying here a few days in St. Kitts before we board the Live Aboard, the Caribbean Explorer 2, and head over to St. Martin. So it's an amazing place to piggyback that Live Aboard adventure with your diving. Do you get a lot of people doing that, spending a couple days before or after they board a boat like that?
Absolutely. We are a hub for some certain trips, certain cruise ships, but we are, the government is really starting to push also the smaller yachts and sailboats to make that. St. Martin is kind of filled up, and we're the next island, so it is a great connection. It's 20 minutes away with St. Martin, and that piece gets more and more developed here as well.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you so much. Once again, it's the Marriott in St. Kitts. Come here, stay here. You'll thank me later. More coming up from St. Kitts and Nevis next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The wheels on the bus go round and round. That's what they say as we head over to the ferry to cross over from St. Kitts into Nevis. But before we talk about that and travel over there and catch up with our buddy Ellis, who runs one of the dive operations there at the Four Seasons, I got to mention, there at the Marriott, I want to talk about this casino they have here. Now, I had requested to stay at the Marriott because I'd been there before, like I said earlier, and I had seen just a brief little glimpse of the property. I'm like, hey, if I come back to St. Kitts, I want to go to this place. But they also have a casino. And a casino for me is a great way to contribute to the local economy, make a deposit, and still have a little fun along the way. And one of the big casinos, or one of the, I think there might be another casino on St. Kitts, but it's definitely, this is the main one, I believe, was at the Marriott. And I went in there with Mermaid Tony, and I'm planning to make a deposit, but ended up making a withdrawal from the Mermaid machine. The Mermaid slot machine was very kind to us on this trip, was it not, Tony?
Actually, the Mermaid machine was kind to you, had nothing to do with me, although it was Betty Orr that picked out that machine for us.
Betty, thank you so much. Next round's on me, okay?
It's a pleasure, especially since the drinks are free, right?
Exactly. Yeah, when you're gambling there and playing the slots. But I don't know, maybe it's like that yin and yang thing. You know, if the Mermaid slots are good to me when sometimes the Mermaid isn't.
I'm not commenting on that. I'm still so green with envy. You won enough money to pay for my entire
green, like the color of money?
green like the color of money. And remember, I live in the Keys, so that's not cheap.
Yeah, but you should be happy for me. We're a team. We are the Scuba Radio team. We have done well. And the casino this time. This is good.
Actually, I like this we thing. Does that mean we get to split the money?
I will buy you a drink in the casino next time we go in.
Once again, another free drink.
Yes. Well, that's one of the benefits of coming to St. Kitts. And look out for that mermaid slot machine. It was very kind to us. And if you come here, it might just be kind to you as well. You never know. All right. It's on to the ferry and over to Nevis next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc. I hate them.
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network, and if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency, we can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we're on board the ferry here on the way from St. Kitts to Nevis. And no, that's not a guy named Maggie. That was a different island altogether. What are you looking at me like that for, Tony?
I don't know. It just came out of your mouth. That's why.
Yeah, you don't want to know. But regardless, we're literally on a ferry. We're on the Four Seasons private ferry yacht. This is quite an impressive little vessel, don't you think there, Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network?
No, it's fantastic. I mean, it really is. This is really a luxury on the way over to Nevis.
Yeah, they gave us a rum punch. Betty, how's your rum punch holding up there?
My rum punch is excellent. They also serve warm nuts, which is why you all have something to eat.
Yes, well, we do. She can't eat nuts. We like nuts. You like nuts.
Well, we like nuts, but Betty can't have nuts, so she's probably hungry right now and drooling as we're eating our nuts with our rum punch. That's
our rum punch.
Rum.
Yeah, but well, it's not just rum. Here in this part of the world, they scrape some nutmeg and put it on the top of the rum punches. You notice that? I've noticed that the last day or two.
Yeah, that's true, but that doesn't hide the fact that this is basically a colored rum with nutmeg on top. Oh, and there's some ice in it. That's about all mine is.
Yeah, well, it's a Four Seasons rum punch. Yeah, Four Seasons, obviously, synonymous with super luxury. I have never stayed at a Four Seasons. Have you, Dan?
No, I never have. This is my first time. We're not actually staying there. We're just visiting.
Of course, they're not going to let us stay there. Are you kidding me? They know who we are, but they've invited us nice enough to come over to Nevis and have lunch with some of the folks from the Four Seasons Resort. And Ellis, one of the guys I was hanging out with the last time I went to Nevis, is evidently working with them on the dive operation. So we're going to go over there and have a little chat and take a look around. Nevis, a very, it's just an amazing island. When I went there a couple years ago, St. Kitts, the bigger island, Nevis, it's much smaller sister island, but known for some very upscale properties and kind of almost like, you know, movie star, rock star hideaway type places. And obviously the Four Seasons, they may have had a celebrity there stay or two. You think, Tony? A celebrity? You think they get Four Seasons, the rock stars go there, they get pampered, you know, coconuts fall on their heads like Keith Richards and things like that, right?
Sure. I know that would make you very happy if you saw someone famous.
Yes, it would be fun. I mean, but who are we? I mean, come on, we're coming over there. They're giving us the four-star, five-star treatment here at the Four Seasons. Is it four stars or five at the Four Seasons? I guess it would be four stars, wouldn't it, Dan?
Four star. I think four star, yeah.
Four star, it's five.
It's a five-star resort facility, and I personally am looking for Johnny Depp.
Okay, Johnny Depp. He might be out here. You never know. Because, you know, last time I was here a couple of years ago, that was right around the time Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones was in the vicinity. I don't know if it was St. Bart's Nevis or St. Lucia, some island down here close by, where he had that issue where evidently he had probably, I guess, one too many rum punches, and he decided to climb a coconut tree and fell out of it and bumped his head and created some problem.
Say it ain't so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's very out there a type of activity for a rock star like Keith Richards, and I'm sure he wasn't under the influence of anything other than a rum punch, but you never know. But these are the islands, these are the areas that the rock stars go to, and some of the movie stars, so you never know. And we are going to a Four Seasons resort, and they offer some diving from the Four Seasons resort, and they have like golf and God knows what else. We're going to find out all about that. But they've already given us a rum punch. They've given us our nuts. And
we need to make it perfectly clear that we are having a rum punch, but we are not diving.
We are not diving. We're definitely on a site inspection tour of Nevis this afternoon. And that's the whole idea of today's show, is to kind of give you an idea of what you can do here in St. Kitts and Nevis before you board like a liveaboard, like we're going to do with Explorer Ventures and cruise over to Saba and eventually over to St. Martin. So, you know, flying into St. Kitts and staying here for a couple days, couple days before you get on the boat and focus just on the diving. There's obviously plenty of stuff to do.
And in reality, we're having the rum punch because we want to be sociable, not because there's any alcohol in it.
No, I don't think there's alcohol in these. They don't serve alcohol there in Nevis. I think it's at the Four Seasons, they wouldn't do that, would they, Tony, you think?
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
Are you feeling it?
My tongue's already numb.
Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Yeah, they're, I mean, it's a five-star rum punch. That's so it should have a little extra kick to it, I think. And socially lubricated, that's what you need to do, you know, when you're, meeting people.
That when you have the rum punch, you see five stars?
Maybe. There's only one way to find out, and that's to put this whole thing to the test. Betty, have you ever been to a Four Seasons before yourself?
No, I've never been that lucky. I can't even afford normally to go to a one-star, one-season resort. So I'm very excited. And these people are so charming and so welcoming. I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe after we come here, we may have to come back, Tony. I'm excited. You know, we were talking, I mean, the Marriott was beautiful there and in St. Kitts. And I love, you know, that I go back to this whole thing where divers have kind of sometimes people think like, you want to go to a dive resort because you want to focus on the diving. And that's fine. But, I have no problem going to a Four Seasons or a Marriott at St. Kitts and, maybe getting a massage or two or doing a little pampering type of thing and then enjoy the diving, too. Why can't we have the best of both worlds there, Dan? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very important that divers have an opportunity to experience all these things. It's a great opportunity for everyone.
And that's what we're doing. Hey, you'll hear more about Nevis next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, I would say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah.
Yes, and welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was actually taped in Ceiba at the top of the mountain. We're going to do that next week. You'll hear all about it on next week's big show. But here we are in Nevis. We've crossed over from St. Kitts over to the Four Seasons Resort. I'm with Tara. She is the PR and big cheese at the Four Seasons Resort. Is that right, Tara?
No, that's not correct.
You run the entire show here at the Four Seasons Resort. Just go with it.
It's only a rumor. There's lots of those in Nevis.
All right. Well, that we specialize in those here at Scuba Radio, so that's good. So we just had an amazing lunch. We're going to talk to the chef here in just a bit. And, you know, the Four Seasons name obviously has a lot of attributes to it, and people expect a certain level of service. So far, what I've seen, it's obviously lived up to it, if not, you know, exceeded it. But tell us, from your standpoint, what is the main thing people need to know about the resort in Nevis, the island itself?
Nevis is such a special destination. We're proud to be a sister island to St. Kitts. We're known as sort of the more quiet, secluded island, and we have so much to do here. I think that's if we have one thing to communicate, and that's why we have you here today. It's diving, golf, tennis, myriad nature hikes, and the resort itself is just a dynamo of activities from three pools catered to all families and couples, as well as a water sports center jam-packed with activities, many of them complimentary, which people don't know. Once they get here, we'll show you a great time.
And we're going to do a little tour of the property here in just a bit, and you'll hear more about that. But the other special thing you can do here at the Four Seasons is you can eat.
And I forgot spa.
At spa. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier, how there seems to be a mentality of like, oh, there's these dive hotels and divers really aren't that picky about the accommodations. I don't fall into that category. I don't mind being pampered. I don't mind a spa treatment. You hear what I'm saying? I'm securing my manhood in that way. That's fair, right? That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
See, Mermaid Tony's looking at me like, oh, my God, you have no idea.
You're high maintenance guy.
Yeah, well, high maintenance, metrosexual, I don't know what you want to call it, but, you know, I'll go with it. So what? I feel like, you know, when I'm not diving, I want to see a beautiful property like the Four Seasons. Why not?
Well, Greg, one of the biggest shames is we actually reopened the resort recently, and we have all new renovated gorgeous rooms, and people don't spend too much time in our rooms, so I guess we're doing the right thing.
Yes, well, exactly. Unless they're honeymooners and they probably want to spend more time, but I'm sure the rooms are beautiful. Maybe we can take a little peek inside one of those. Do you think?
I'd love to show you.
Yeah, nice. Now, what about the divers when they do come to a place like this? They dive with Ellis. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. He was the person who actually gave me a tour of this island a couple years ago. I've been dying to come back. But from your perspective here at the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis, what are they looking for? A little bit mix and match of all the activities like diving and the golf and all this stuff, or what?
There's so much to do, and people want to spend time with their loved ones and families when they come here that they don't get all too aggressive about one activity. They like to be able to go to the spa as a couple even, you know, bring the kids to the kids center, take a dive one day. Mix it up. Snorkel one day.
A little island tour. You got a waterfall and a rainforest up here as well.
The hikes and the island.
Is that kind of like the number one activity off the resort property? Like going up and doing a rainforest tour here in Nevis or what?
Yes. And also exploring the historic plantations on the island. So we even have a hike up at Golden Rock where they can go on a nature trail, self-guided, and then have lunch at one of our historic plantation in. So
I believe they have the oldest wooden structure in the entire Caribbean here. That's what I was told a couple years ago. Does that still hold true?
Greg, you have a great memory. That's Hermitage Plantation, and indeed it is the oldest wooden.
It's one of the only things I've ever been able to remember. You hear what I'm saying? And after, when you consider that last time I was here, I had a little local concoction that I guess we're not allowed to say or they'll arrest me while I'm here. Maybe I can say it in an hour or two when I'm back over in St. Kitts. Is that the truth?
That's true, and Greg is not referring to the killer bee. It seems that Greg has not experienced that.
We did have a killer bee, didn't we? I believe we had one of those. I remember that now, too. Was that made with that special?
If you were a killer bee, you wouldn't remember, would you?
That's true. Good point. You know what? I think that was one of those things that Ellis told me about, like, hey, next time you come back, we have to have a killer bee. Who knows? That might be in our future. Oh, I'll hand that off to Tony. That's why I bring this entourage with me. You hear what I'm saying there, Tara?
Yes.
They're kind of my guinea pigs. I figure if they drink this stuff and they survive, then I'll give it a shot. That's kind of how it that works here with Scuba Radio. Well, you know, obviously, if you want to come here and be pampered, the Four Seasons Resort, the property, I mean, we really have just got a glimpse of it so far. We're going to take a little tour and come back and talk a little bit more about that. But you do have a program here that's pretty unique, this Dive and Dine program, right?
Greg, we're so proud of it. It's currently running on the Travel Channel as one of the top 21 Caribbean escapes. It's hosted by our spectacular executive chef, Andreas Donnerbauer, and our Navision star dive master, Ellis Chatterton, and his crew. And it's a very special experience. It brings the best of diving enthusiasts and culinary foodies together to enjoy and just an over-the-top, once-in-a-lifetime experience, private to dive.
Yeah, well, you get to catch some lobster and then eat it, and maybe even learn a few things about how to prepare from an executive chef, right?
Yes.
And Andreas is the man. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. I don't know if he likes this Gordon Ramsay guy or not. We're going to find out if he yells. I'm going to give him a few scenarios and see how he'd interact if like Mermaid Tony was his, sous chef or something, and she does something wrong, if he'll, like, you know, whip her into shape. Because she needs a little smacking around. You hear what I'm saying, Andreas?
Depends if she likes it or not.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out in an hour or two. That's all here. Coming up from Nevis on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clown here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here, now we get fun here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.